Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Marks and Reese on a Wednesday. I am Johnny Marks in the closet. He is Ike Reese, broadcasting live at the world headquarters of Radio.com. Hello, Ike.
What's up there, Johnny Marks? Holla at your boy.
Oh, nothing. Here's what's up. The Eagles are done in free agency.
Huh?
They signed a corner, a slot cornerback today, but other than that, they're done in free agency. There's no wide receivers left, so they're done. Eagles are done. All those wide receivers that we were talking about, we were thinking they could get, and they were even cheaper than thought. Even Perriman yesterday was a one-year contract,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
$8 million. Nope. Eagles aren't interested. So, Ike, get ready for your wide receiving core in 2020 of an undetermined draft pick or picks. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who sucked last year. DeSean Jackson, if he can stay healthy. Maybe Alshon Jeffrey. How about that? And Greg Ward and whatever else they try to add to the club. And Ike, I'm just gonna we've said it before. We'll say it again. And Howie Roseman said this, right? They're not trying to win a Super Bowl in 2020. They're not trying to win a Super Bowl in 2020. There's no urgency to do that. You could have had a one-year contract with a player that had a lot of upside. You could have gotten a Robbie Anderson who could help you for 2 years at a very reasonable price. They're not trying to win a Super Bowl in 2020, and I guess we just have to deal with that. I just don't think it's okay. I think it's silly, and I'm not down with it, and I think it's a waste of a year of Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean, this is what they've been trying to prepare us for. Right? I'm a little surprised that they didn't take a shot at Anderson or Rashawn Perriman. I would have certainly liked it had they brought one of those guys in. I thought the market was headed in the right direction for them to be able to grab one of these guys. And, you know, Robbie signs on a 2-year deal yesterday and, you know, late last night. Perriman signs on a 1-year deal. With the Jets, right? Did he sign with the Jets?
Yeah. Replaced Robbie Anderson like that.
So, yeah, I'm a little surprised that the Eagles weren't in on Perriman. Maybe they didn't like him. The $8 million, that's not a lot. I think they have $8 million available.
Not today's game, it's not.
No, so for a one-year guy to give you a little bit of insurance against Alshon possibly not being ready. We don't expect him to be ready when the season starts. But if something were to go awry with DeSean Jackson in his health, you would at least have a guy who's in his sixth year, I believe, with some game experience that was coming on strong last year towards the end of the season when the receivers went down in Tampa and he became the focal point of the offense. He stepped up, put up some numbers. So it would have been nice to have him as a nice little insurance policy along with the potential of Arcega-Whiteside developing into something and whatever you do in the draft. Rookies are unpredictable. I understand they are going to get receivers in the draft. I understand that. We all want them to get receivers in the draft. We don't know when that's going to happen. They don't know when that's going to happen or who it's going to be right now. So to give yourself – and not only that, will that guy be able to contribute early enough? right, to offset what the other guys have. So, you know, it's one thing to take a receiver. It's another thing to get the right one that's going to contribute in his first year. Those things, the Eagles are still leaving to chance with the draft. I repeat, the draft and rookie players are unpredictable. They just aren't. You aren't drafting in the top five. You're drafting at 21 as of right now. So, listen, like I said, I would have gotten a vet in here. What it does now is basically it puts the onuses back on the guys that are on the roster currently to improve, meaning be available and also be productive. And then I don't know if I can put pressure on a rookie wide receiver to come in here and do a whole lot. I got to see who the hell they draft first.
Seriously.
I got to see who it is. I mean, if you're telling me you're drafting CeeDee Lamb, okay. All right, let's go. Let's roll. If you're moving up, you're getting one of the Henry Ruggs or Jerry Jeudy, okay, I feel a little bit better about those guys contributing early. But
What if it's Mims, who may not be ready to step up from Baylor to the Eagles, right? I mean, there's a learning curve. There's not going to be the offseason that they normally would have. It's a risk.
For sure. And then you don't know. I mean, I like Mims. I don't know if the Eagles like Mims.
Right.
And who else may like Mims, right? And we may end up with LaViska Shenault. That gonna make everybody happy.
That's the one guy who doesn't have a. We wouldn't be able to pronounce his name here.
No, Jalen Reagor, right? I mean, that's who you could end up with. Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, you're
I think people will be happy with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Jack wouldn't.
Jack wouldn't, but
I'd be happy with him.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, but see, like that's more for the future, and
right. That's more down the road as opposed to having a huge impact next year and somewhat. Lifting you up there with the true contenders.
That would be surprising.
That's unrealistic, exactly.
Yeah, having a major impact as a rookie, picking at 21 would be surprising. Now, if it happens, it happens. But see, this is the way I look at it, right? By not bringing in a veteran, there were some other guys that weren't making as much money, but even the Philip Dorsett's have signed. Even the Travis Benjamins have signed, right?
I would have taken Philip Dorsett.
He's
a former first-round pick.
Yeah.
Hell, he played with Brady.
I would have taken Dorsett. Perriman went for a year.
Yep.
Manny Sanders went for 2 years. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense because of his age, right? The Saints are trying to win. Robbie Anderson's relatively young still. He goes for
26.
A two-year contract. Yeah. It's $12 million guaranteed. You know, so, like, he's a guy that could have helped. It solves your speed problem. If Deshaun's not healthy, he can more or less take on the Deshaun role. Mm-hmm. But what Howie's now doing is he's really putting a lot of pressure on Carson in 2020. And even if they aren't trying to win a Super Bowl and they're viewing this whole thing as a three-year window, that's fine. But not getting Carson wide receiving weapons, even if they want to grow with the receivers, you're putting a lot of pressure on Carson to succeed. And no matter what you think internally as an organization, if the offense doesn't click, there's people out there, a lot of people out there, that aren't going to be saying, well, Howie Roseman didn't do enough for him. And that's the reason why maybe the offense is struggling. I know you will.
I mean, a lot of other people will too. Guys aren't catching the ball and getting open. If it's obvious, it's obvious.
Well, but it's not obvious to everybody because everybody wants to blame the quarterback if the offense isn't clicking. And you're not giving him – I mean, in my opinion, it hurts his development, right? In my opinion, it hurts his development. And we're not talking about a 24-year-old quarterback here. Carson Wentz is 27. Mm-hmm. This should be a prime year. And I think that's the bigger thing is that I get it. You're trying to build for this 3-year window, but to where you can still on 1-year contracts sign guys and you could still win. Your defensive line isn't young. Your offensive line isn't young. The core of this team still is a mix of some younger players and older veterans that have been here for a long time. This isn't a young team. This is still an older team.
I think, I actually look at it differently, right? And I guess it's because I just – the faith I have in number 11 is unwavering. So as long as those guys do their job, 11's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He threw 27 touchdowns last year with salespeople out there catching a ball for him. If these guys – my concern is whether or not the guys will be available and how good they are. That's my concern. Like, Carson can't make wine out of water. You got to give him something. Right. You got to give him something to work with. And what you're doing is saying that Deshaun and Arthego Whiteside and Greg Ward and Alshon, whenever he gets back and he's healthy, and whomever you're going to draft, that's going to be good enough. That's going to be good enough. Well, it may be good enough to keep you from being a bad team, but I don't know if it's good enough to compete with the Saints and the 49ers and the Packers and, you know, the Vikings and the Bucks and some of those other teams. I just don't know if you have enough to compete with those guys. You know, I don't know if you have enough to compete with them. They're not going to be a bad team. As long as Carson plays 16 games, you're going to be a 500 or better team every year.
I agree.
I just believe that.
Yeah, I still think you're a 9-win team.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. You're around there somewhere. But if you want to get to 11 and 12 wins, this wasn't the way to go.
No. And I don't think that they're that far away.
I'd be surprised if they – now, listen, they get to 11 to 12 wins next year. I mean, it just goes to more of the legend of the Bronco. But I just don't see 11-12-win team right now. I don't see
it. In fact, Ike, if they're 9 or 10 right now, they've already made moves on defense to solidify their defense.
Oh, yeah, defense is better. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So why not make another move or two on offense? And then, you know what? Who the hell knows what you are? You bring a Perriman on a one-year deal, and he turns into the player that we saw flash at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about a team that can actually compete. Now you're talking about a team. Carson Wentz is good enough for this team to compete offensively, right? You don't give him enough weapons around him. Now everything gets put on him again without a deep offensive line,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, I get it. You're trying to build for the future, but you can also do that while being smart about it. And I just think it's a big mistake to do what they're doing right now, not bringing in a wide receiver. I think it's a big mistake. I think it's a big mistake not to be trying to win more. We get it. Like, do we agree that they're not they're going to be a playoff type team next year, but they're clearly not trying to win a Super Bowl in 2020? Would you agree with that?
Well, they didn't push all the chips in to go for all or nothing year to win the Super Bowl. Yes.
And is that a mistake?
No, I don't think that's a mistake. I think that's the right thing to do. I'm okay with what they've done. Like I said, I'm just a little surprised that they didn't pull the trigger on one of those two receivers yesterday. The market played out just like I thought it would.
And you're right.
And I knew those guys would sign a 1 or 2 year deal. And I thought the Eagles would be in there on it. And for the money that they signed, now Robbie Anderson got $20 million, 12 guaranteed. Yep. That's a nice little chunk of change there. But Perriman, only a 1 year deal, $8 million. Six to sign, that's a doable deal to me.
Easy.
Yeah, that's a doable deal to me. So, but they didn't go that route. So now they had better draft Denzel Mims in the first round.
But it put so much pressure on you. And if you're trying to trade up in the draft, now other teams know that because they know exactly what you're coming up for, right? And other teams also, if they're like, oh, we think the Eagles are interested in this player, we better let's compete to try to get this guy.
And right? I don't think they're going to move up.
No, I don't either.
I don't. I think they're gonna roll the dice and expect one of those guys to fall to them, or they're gonna be happy with the next group of guys after those three, being able to get one of them. Now, as a good scouting department, as a good front office, you should have five players that you expect to be taken in your range. And those, I mean, you got to have the players that you like, players that you're targeting, and then it's where you expect them to fall at. And then at 21, you say, okay, position of need, this is the player, he failed to us, or he's gone, okay, this was the second guy on my board, so I'm going to get him. Like, I think that's where they're going to be at, because I actually think they want to make all eight of these selections.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. So, Jack, get ready for Justin Jefferson. As one of your wide receivers for next season.
Please, no.
215-592-9494. DeSean Jackson, when he's healthy. When he's not, you'll have J.J. Arthego Whiteside out there. You'll have – who else do they have? They have
Greg Ward.
Big shot Bob Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do they have out there? Yeah, it's a mistake.
Bob Davis.
This is a mistake. It's
You're
a
not
mistake.
A fan of Bob Davis? Deontay Burnett?
I forgot he was even on this team, Robert Davis. Did he do anything last year?
I think there was a penalty called against him?
Maybe.
Did he get interfered with?
At least Deontay Burnett had the one play down the sideline.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
No, I think Davis was
interfered
with.
That's an underrated
throw
by the Bronco.
That was a great throw.
Shelton Gibson came back at the end of last year.
You got a pass interference call?
Yes. He sure did.
He did. 215-592-9494. Ike and I agree that we both think that this is still a 9-10 win team, But they're obviously not looking at 2020 as a year that they're saying, let's go for it, let's try to win a Super Bowl. I think that that's a mistake. And the other thing that came out, and we'll talk about this on the other side, ESPN had it where the Eagles are not bringing in veteran wide receivers because they want the young receiver to mess with Carson, not a veteran who might have his own style of play. What? Like, really? You're babying Carson Wentz? You can't bring in a veteran wide receiver because they might have their own style of play? 215-592-9494. We'll take your reactions coming up next. A lot going on. Adam Kaplan coming up at 3 o'clock to discuss. He says the Eagles are done in free agency. Is that a mistake? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back after this. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. I'm in the closet. I'm not allowed to leave. Ike's in the studio for now.
Sorry.
All right. Exactly. Real quick on this, and then we'll get to the phones. Ike, your reaction to what was written on ESPN.com today, where it was talking about, I guess, not bringing in a young receiver, and it said that that they want a young receiver who will mesh with Carson rather than a veteran who might have his own style of play.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh my God.
It makes sense.
I mean, all right. Yeah, just
Carson
just
and the kids.
Get rid of everybody. I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, I mean, if that's what you got
to bring players in here.
No, I mean, listen. If you don't want to run the risk of bringing someone in here stuck in their ways of doing things, you'd rather have somebody you can teach from the beginning how to play the game and get him on the same page with the quarterback. I can see that with the organization. I can see the organization wanting to do that.
Yeah, like Ortega Whiteside. That's a good test case for the Eagles so far. We got Ortega Whiteside.
Yeah. The problem is the other way has backfired on them. Like Alshon, that's backfired.
Yeah, I mean,
Deshaun got injured. It backfired.
That's screaming Alshon, we don't want another malcontent veteran coming in here. And I mean, that's what that line or that's what that little capsule said to me about that. But mm-hmm. I mean, I really, like, that's what well, you're going to do is you're just going to go with young receivers because you're worried about what it's going to do, meshing with Carson. How about
why wouldn't
he comes
that matter,
in,
though? Why wouldn't that matter?
Because that's not how the NFL works.
Yeah.
I mean, Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz.
You no, actually, it is. That is how it works. That's how it should work. That's how successful teams work. You don't bring in something that's going to disrupt the fabric of your team, your quarterback. Like, you don't – that's not how you win. You don't win by trying to prove how much your quarterback can overcome. Like, that's not what you should do.
But that's what they're doing by not bringing anybody in, right? Like, what team just says, no, we're not going to bring in veteran wide receivers that's going to make the offense better because we don't want an issue with Carson? And by the way, this is not –
Well, they didn't say that. That's what that writer said.
Oh, okay, yes, but that's what this said. So if there is something to that, I'm saying that's a mistake because Carson Wentz is the quarterback that's on a long-term contract here. If someone's going to come in here mm-hmm. like and not mesh with his style of play, then he's going to be gone, and everybody in the franchise knows it.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. I don't even know who wrote that piece that said that. That may just be their angle. Like, that's just something he added to that to make it about Carson Wentz.
All right, 215-592-9494. You see what I'm saying?
Like I don't know if that's what the Eagles are thinking, but if you're asking me my response to that specific article and how he worded it, I'm just saying it would make sense to me if that's what they were doing.
Well, zero urgency to win this year. I think everybody agrees with that. I don't think they're that far away. And bringing in a veteran wide receiver or somebody that actually has some upside on a 1 or 2 year contract would have made sense to me, but they're not doing it. Let's go to Dom in Glenside. Dom, what's your reaction? How are you?
Oh, I'm sickened. You know, Webster said it best. Insanity is repeating the same mistake and expecting a different result. This, you know, all I think about is what the injustice the Eagles did to number 5 by never really giving him any weapons. Ike, you know what?
Donovan here.
He probably could have won the Super Bowl had they actually took the time and put 2 really good receivers around him. You had 1 year and you got there. But, I mean, it's deja vu, and I don't understand why this organization refuses to invest heavily in that position. We all know they're not going to move up in the draft.
But, Dom, here's the thing. They did invest heavily in it.
What do you call investing heavily? What, give me, give me,
Okay, Alshon Jeffries has cost you, what, $40 million since he's been here. Deshaun was a $30 million contract last year. You paid Nelson almost $10 million last year at the slot position. Like, they traded for Golden Tate, a third-round pick. They brought Jordan Matthews back here. Like, they've invested in the wide receiver position. It's backfired on them. So they're trying to get it right through the draft.
Well, first thing then, I don't think so. I think Alshon Jeffries was old and slow when they got him. I think D-Jack should have never got rid of him, so you brought him back at the end of his career, and then you got Mr. Hurt all the time. And you know, okay, Nelson Aguilar was a high draft pick that, you know, obviously. But come on, Golden Tate? I think I can outrun Golden Tate. Come on, man. I'm talking about
– Hey, Dom, Golden Tate would have been the best receiver on this team last year.
Say that again?
Golden Tate would have been the best receiver on this team last year.
Well, that's because we sucked last year.
That's part of it, yes.
Yeah, that is part of it. You're right, yes.
But hear me out. Why can't we take the model of, say, Kansas City and have two wideouts with sub 4.4 speed? Why can't they go up and get the best? And we all know it's Ruggs for speed. We need speed.
Okay.
But you and everybody listening knows they're not going to probably move up. So therefore, they're going to make us pacify us and tell us how great Jeffries is going to become, Jefferson or whatever his name is, or Mims, and they're not. They're the next.
Oh, Mims is a beast, Dom. I'm telling you, you got to get on board with me with Denzel Mims.
I am on board with you, but he's still not my number one choice. The beasts are the ones that's ahead of him.
Yes.
No,
you're right.
All right, Tom. Good call, man.
I'm with you there. I'm not going to tell you that the other three aren't separate from the other group. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And if one of them falls to the Eagles, I could see the Eagles easily taking one. If one of them falls past, like, 17, right? If you get to – because the Eagles are at 21. I don't know if they're going to move up to the top 15. That's going to cost you your second-round draft pick probably. They don't want to give up. They don't want to do that.
Their third isn't their original third.
It's the comp pick,
which is really a fourth-round pick.
Yes.
So
that's not going to be enough.
Yeah, normally when you get that third-round pick, you're counting on that guy to be something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's an offensive line depth pick, you know what I mean? Maybe that's the guy they say, all right, we need a swing tackle. This can be the guy. We need a replacement for Jason Kelce just in case they can play guard right now. So, yeah, I mean, and they don't. So if they get rid of their second round pick to move up, now they're not picking again till what?
Almost the fourth round, yeah.
104.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's a lot.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
No. No,
they want to keep those two picks and get two good players.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, that's the worry. Right, the second round pick, they've traditionally done very well in second rounds, right?
Yeah. Yep.
The worry is, like with Arcega Whiteside, who was a second round pick, and that didn't necessarily work out last year.
Nope.
And by the way, like I just want to make sure I say this, because I'm going to sound very negative on JJ. Like, I'm not throwing in the towel that he can't play, because I've seen it too many times where guys struggle as rookies and they come back and everything slows down for him.
Sure.
But I do have to be honest in saying that what I saw from him last year doesn't give me great hope that he's going to be a major contributor.
So yeah, we can all agree with that, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So now you have Deshaun. Yep. We know his injury history,
mm-hmm.
right? And he is, at this point, a very good home run hitter, but he's not a high-volume catch guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Greg Ward, who's shown that he's an NFL player last year. Maybe you have Arcega Whiteside. What am I mean, and then is Alshon on the team? When does he come back? I mean, do you even want to do that? There's too many question marks in wide receiver. I'm not comfortable with going into the season with a rookie that they have mm-hmm. and the current group. I don't think it's smart for the development of Carson Wentz, and I just don't think it's smart in general.
You know what? I would have to talk to Alshon, right? I got to see if Alshon has possibly had an attitude adjustment, right? Like, if he has not had an attitude adjustment, then you got to just go ahead and release him because you're not going to trade for him. No, nobody's trading for him. But if he's had an attitude adjustment, wants to be here, looking forward to getting back on the field with his teammates, he's excited, looks around, sees the locker room doesn't look the same as it looked a year ago, some other voices being out of the locker room now, and realizes that, hey, man, this thing is real, and I may be at the end of my career. You know, if you got this sort of label following you that you could somehow be a locker room cancer. And I'm not saying that's what he is. I'm saying if that's a label that starts to follow you along with injuries and a decline in production, your career will be over it before you know it.
Quick.
Because nobody's going to bother with you.
Yeah, once your production's done, people don't want
you. Yeah, people don't want to deal with
you.
So, I mean, Alshon may have had, he sit back, he has an epiphany and says, man, you know what, I want to keep playing.
It's kind of my worry.
I got to get back on the field. I mean, just to get through next year. I'm just saying just to get through next year.
No, I agree because if I'm trying to keep Alshon because you're already paying.
Well, you're
him,
owed
right?
him the money, yeah.
You're paying him.
Yes.
So he's here. So rather than go out and spend $8 million, like, and I'm not saying I would do this, but it makes sense to go to him and say, like, hey, listen, you're going to need a new contract. You're not done playing. You can still make money in this league. Maybe it's half of the season, but come out and show teams that you can play still and you'll get a contract for next year and play, you know, play nice.
No, damn that. No, my conversation is, dude, are you with us or not?
Yeah, and he says yes until there's an incompletion in a game, and well, but then he's texting Josina Anderson five minutes later.
Okay, then you got to cut him instantly. I'm just saying, it's only other one way. To me, I can't go to him coddling. I got to go, dude, are you with us or not? Get on board. Be a part of this thing. Be a teammate. Be in support of the quarterback. Be a veteran leader. Show these young guys how to be professional. Like, are you an Eagle or not, dude? Are you with us or not? Mm. We'd love to have you here, you know. But if you don't want to be here, you don't want to be a part of this thing, then you got to let us know you don't want to be a part of this thing.
Yeah, I would never even give him the chance because I already know what he is, right?
Well, I'm just saying, he's got the money. So he has the upper hand.
Yep.
He's got the money already. He has the upper hand. This is me saying whether or not I want this in my locker room or I don't want it in my locker room. Like, I got the only way I'm going to be able to be on board with him being here is that he has to be on board with being here.
Let's take another call and then we'll.
He has the money regardless, whether you cut him or he stays.
I'm shocked at our Twitter poll and where it's going. Sean and Bluebell. Sean, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, guys? Hey, before I start, I just want to let Ike know this is the head of the Montgomery County chapter speaking from the LTBV.
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Ike? And, hey, I'm on board with this whole building the wide receiver. I don't need someone coming in here like Robbie Anderson who thinks he deserves $15 million a year. And then when we only give him $10 million, he comes in here all begrudgingly. We don't need that. DeAndre Hopkins looking for a new deal already. We don't need that. What we need to do is we need to go get Ruggs. Ruggs is a burner. You saw what Deshaun Jackson did that first game. Imagine if we had that every game. He's faster than Deshaun Jackson. And
yeah.
To get off Denzel Mims, like, I need you to start looking at Chase Claypool from Notre Dame. He's a first-round pick now.
I'm biased. I can't do Notre Dame players. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you. I know you. Everyone's got this bias against Notre Dame. But they play a top schedule every year.
He's a beast. Yeah, I've seen him. I know exactly
I don't enough Notre Dame talk, Sean. Here's the problem with Ruggs. You're going to have to trade up. And
yes.
Trading up to the early teens to get
at
Ruggs.
At least 15. You got to go up to least 15.
It's going to cost you a second-round pick. And I don't want them to do that.
I don't know. I can't put Jerry Jeudy. I like Jerry Jeudy, but he's not the receiver for Carson Wentz. Jerry Jeudy's the guy that's going to run like a triple move and the ball needs to be released before he even makes that second move. Carson's not doing that. There's somewhere where he can just chuck that thing up and Ruggs can go right under and get it.
You know the funny thing about Jerry Jeudy? The funny thing
Sorry, Sean, your phone was bad.
Jerry Jeudy, right? Why when I look at Jerry Jeudy, I see Nelson Aguilar. Like, that's when I fell in love with Nelson. Look, you know I like Nelson coming out of USC. I did. I was a Nelson guy. Nelson has that same quickness. Like,
it's the same kind of look. He does.
It's the same look. And it's why I can't get on board with him. I'm telling you, when I'm watching him, I'm like, man, he looked like Nelson when it was at USC.
Yeah, that
maybe a little bit better, but he's not. But I think Nelson may be faster than Jeudy.
Yeah, Nelson certainly didn't lack speed.
No.
Remember,
the GPS had him as the fastest player in the team.
Oh.
Faster than Deshaun.
So, Jack.
Listen, I was with Nelson. I rode with Nelson hard for the first 3 years. I rode with him real hard. I did.
Oh, man. Mike Quick was the only person that probably rode harder with in that 1 year. He was right.
I mean,
it was 2017.
It was Ike, right? Ray, and Mike Quick. Like, you guys are our leaders, all right? And you led us down the Nelson path.
Ike was out after 18.
Yeah, after 18, I'm done. Yeah.
Mark Cerise, WIP, are the Eagles doing the right thing by relying on the draft to get their receiver upgrades? 215-592-9494. That's our call-in number. Right now, Ike, 56.5% say yes, they're doing the right thing.
Wow.
So and that, I mean, that's 1,700 votes.
Yes, yeah, good number of people who aren't on board with what they're doing.
It's a terrible way to go about things. I mean, it's terrible to see that many people actually think that's the right thing to do. And believe me, I want young receivers. I want a lot of young receivers. But putting the pressure on Carson to come out again, you're a DeSean Jackson injury away from having nobody again for the second straight year. You're relying on a guy that didn't show anything last year, a second-round draft pick, and you're relying on a wide receiver that you're drafting maybe in the first round. You're also letting the rest of the NFL know mm-hmm. that you need a wide receiver. You're desperate for a wide receiver in the first round. So you better be able to get a guy that you like. So now when it backfires or you have an injury or DeSean gets hurt again like he gets hurt every year, now everybody's going to say, all right, well, who's Carson supposed to throw to? More tight ends? More dump downs? More Greg Ward? It's just not smart. It's a bad way to go about it, especially when there was veterans out there that you could have had for a one-year contract. I just don't get it. This is such a mistake. Forget about not going for the Super Bowl, which is one thing, because you're not that far away from the Super Bowl, and you just add a couple of guys on one-year deals. You have an older core anyway, but now there's zero urgency to even help Carson on offense outside of a freaking draft pick?
Or
two or three.
By the way, we need a running back and two wide receivers.
Jack, where do you stand on this before we take another phone call?
I think Breshad Perriman's not that good anyway. Like, I think he got a little overrated. Maybe because, I don't know, they get talked up a little too much. Robbie Anderson, I think, is a fine player. I kind of like the idea of Carson and the kids. It's something that I think, like, we saw him grow last year with Greg Ward. Now imagine adding a guy with actual talent in the first round. Like, I don't think it's a bad way to go. Obviously, receivers in the first round are a crapshoot sometimes, especially with who's drafting them.
If they were good drafters, I would agree.
Yeah, but, I mean, there are sure things here that I don't think even they can mess up.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they can.
First of all, none of these guys are sure things.
Exactly. Every year at this time, everything's a sure thing.
None of these guys are sure things.
All these guys that we're looking at are sure things. Go back and look at drafts.
Carson and the kids, baby. I like Carson and the kids. I think it's a fun way to build.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're going to do that. I got no problem with it. See, I think you're putting too much emphasis on the Perriman and Anderson signings, because those are – I'm talking about Jack. Those are one-year deals. I don't think anyone was asking for the Eagles to sign Robbie Anderson to a four-year deal or Perriman to a four-year deal. So
yeah,
you were going to get both of them.
A year.
Yeah, exactly. You were going to get – you could have gotten the kids – and one of these guys.
And here's the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not they weren't exclusive. You could have done both if you wanted to.
There's a very good chance this is DeSean Jackson's last year. Or at least I would say at least a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
He's going to have to be produced to be back next year.
In 2021, sure.
In 2021.
Yes.
Yeah, so now what do you – because that's what a lot of people say was, well, you still have DeSean. Okay, I get that for this year, even with the injury stuff. I mean, if you're really talking about the future, then what do you do in 2021? Are you then – now you're looking at a veteran wide receiver? Back to the phones.
No, that's why I think they get two receivers in this draft, and 2021 will truly be Carson and the kids. Like, you're still going to get Alshon and D-Jack more than likely this season. At some point, they'll be out there if they're healthy when Alshon is healthy and he comes back. So it isn't going to be strictly Carson and the kids. I think 2021 is the year you're truly going to get Carson and the kids, or else they would have just let D-Jack go too.
Carson and the kids is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. You know what Kansas City did? Like, Kansas mm-hmm. City had some young wide receivers, and they do. And what else do they have?
They mixed in a vet.
They have a veteran.
Yeah.
They have a real veteran, too.
Yep.
Back to the phones. Mike in South Jersey. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy listening.
What's up, Mike?
I have a couple thoughts that I want to get through pretty quick. Because on one hand, I am pretty happy with the offseason. They've addressed pretty much every need besides wide receiver. But then I think about it, and I say, well, wide receiver is a huge need, and they haven't addressed it. Because I think I am more on board with Carson and the kids than maybe you are Johnny Marks. But at the same time, it would have helped a lot with, you know, I wasn't as much on the Robbie Anderson train because I don't think he's done enough to get paid that much over multiple years. However, like, if they were to have brought in Perryman for that 1 year, it really helps to, whereas, you know, if those guys can stay healthy, you do have three solid guys already after signing Perryman.
Yeah.
And then if you draft the guy, and then if someone goes down, you still have maybe three solid guys, because I do have a lot of faith in Ward. However, you know, it's tough because it feels like they have done a lot good this offseason. But it just, and I also think, like Johnny said, I really think that they are a lot closer than people like seem to believe. I know linebacker isn't great, but they just signed another cornerback, and I know he's a slot guy, which is a bit confusing. But they've addressed every single position besides wide receiver, and it just feels like they could get that right. It just feels like they won't, and that's what'll hold them back, because I really think they have a team a lot more than most people do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the defense is better. I don't think anybody can argue that the defense is better today, at least on paper, than it was at the end of the season. So I certainly like that. If you're going to tell me everybody's going to be healthy next year on the offensive side of the ball, you know, you still got questions at the left tackle position. You got one of your starting wide receivers may only be available for 9 games, 10 games next year in Alshon Jeffrey. So you got that as part of the equation. And you need, you know, Miles Sanders, as much as we like what he did last year, durability is still a question with him. And, you know, I think everybody loved Boston Scott in that small window. We haven't seen Boston Scott for 16 games. So,
Ike, you keep saying that, and you were absolutely right.
Yeah, we haven't seen
because
Boston
I'm the sucker that's ready to give him 20 touches a game. That's my style. Right? And I know it's a mistake, but what I saw in that short sample size, I really love.
Yeah, we all did. But I would like to get, you know, if they take that fifth-round pick and get a, you know, a little bit of a bruiser of a back, I wouldn't mind having that to pair.
You got Holyfield,
yeah.
Like a real deal Elijah Holyfield.
Oh, yeah, I can't. I just want to see him in uniform.
Me too. I want to interview him
at safety.
I don't know. He's pretty big, though, right?
He's big, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big
boy. He's big like his dad. He's not like his dad was just
muscles.
Big, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's heavyweight. Yep.
Big neck, big head, right? I mean, he's just he's a monster. Yeah, I actually, I mean, you knew he wasn't going to be a high draft pick coming out of Georgia, but he was very effective in a dual back role, and I think he can do that. And
is he the only
too, Ike.
Is he the only running back from Georgia who didn't do anything?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because they went, what, it was Gurley.
They were Gurley, Michelle, and Chubbs were all on the same.
Yeah.
And I think Holyfield
Michelle
was there.
Yeah, Michelle looks like he's half a stick.
No, but I mean, they were all there at
high
one
graphics.
Point together. They were all there.
Sure. Wasn't DeAndre Swift the freshman?
And DeAndre Swift was there. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and he's likely to be a first.
He's the first running back that's going to be taken this year.
What the hell? Elijah Holyfield.
Well, how did Holyfield slip in there? How did he get in there?
I think he ran like a 5.8 40 or something like that. He didn't do well in the 40.
God, a 5.8?
Well, no, it wasn't that. But I don't think if I remember correctly.
Even if it was a 4.8 is bad.
He didn't test well in the 40. I'm going to Google it right now. Let's go to Mark in Ewing. Mark, how are you?
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Listen, here's my point real quick, like everybody says. Has it dawned on anybody that there might not be an NFL season this year and that the reason why the Eagles aren't signing anybody for the 2020 season is because there isn't going to be one?
Well,
it has
don't tell that to the NFL owners.
Yeah, it has
sure.
dawned on us. Yes, it has dawned on us. Yes. And it's one of those things we don't want to really think about.
Well, the prognosis for this virus is that in July, it's going to be expanding exponentially across the country. Exponentially in July.
Awesome.
So if that happens, when is the NFL going to start its training camps?
Fall. I don't know. I mean, Mark, honestly, I mean, I don't think anybody really knows.
Yeah, I don't mind having my sports schedule interrupted in the spring.
Yeah.
In the summer. I don't need college football and pro football to be
September
interrupted.
It would hurt.
Yes.
It would hurt. That would be harsh reality.
Yes.
Because well, I think mean, everyone would stay inside by that point, right?
No.
Wait, with the threat of losing football?
No. No, I mean, as far as sports fans, that might be the only thing. But if that doesn't happen until September, we're in big trouble. I mean,
or they'll be playing football games with nobody in the stadiums.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I don't know. I think the NFL is preparing like everything is going to be normal, but obviously, that things will be adjusted as needed. I mean, the president's saying we should have full churches on Easter, and some people don't think this is going to be better until 2021. I mean, Jesus. What are we supposed to think?
Nothing to see here. Back to normal. Nothing to see here.
But I read today Mickey Loomis, the GM of the Saints, is like halfway furious that they're planning on doing the draft as normal, and apparently a lot of GMs around the NFL don't want the draft to take place when it's going to take place.
Oh, come on.
But the NFL feels otherwise.
Yeah, why do they want to have a draft? We do fantasy drafts online all the time.
Physicals. Yeah, that's actually what Loomis talked about, was this isn't fantasy football.
Yeah, I know. That's where I got it from.
That's awesome. I mean, listen.
How dare him try to besmirch fantasy football. This is the very fabric of our country.
Well, if you could make players take physicals based on your fantasy draft, then maybe you could. But, I mean, I guess that's what he's saying, is it's tough to do a lot of the homework they want to do. And, you know, I think – this year, that's just kind of what they're going to have to deal with, right?
See, here's why I don't buy that. What, these guys can't go see a physician in their own town?
I don't
get a physical.
I mean, you would think that they'd be able to do something, but you know, I mean, like they're asking these guys questions about the combine or whatever. They're asking those questions about, like, if their parents are drug addicts,
prostitutes,
or, like,
and
prostitutes
the
and stuff
Bryant
like that
story.
Yeah, so it's like they're asking those questions because it's like, listen, this, I mean, what are you guys talking about? You're talking about playing football, right? Like, you don't know enough. You have to ask them these offensive questions. So who knows? But these GMs take this stuff so seriously. You know why? Because we crush Howie when he misses on draft picks.
Right. Maybe this helps out this time. Maybe the less information you have, the better chance you got of just picking a player with your eyes.
Yeah, what if Howie just rolled out of bed and said, you know what? Print that sheet out right there for me. We're going to go based on this Roto World draft.
It's probably a better idea.
Seriously.
Exactly, man.
Like, all the hours. Well,
sometimes we have too much information and we outthink ourselves with this thing.
Outthink yourselves, right. The hours that they spend breaking down the player, what he does on the field, what he does off the field, the medicals, this and that, to where.
And they still get it wrong.
Yeah, just look at the top 10 list that's on WalterFootball.com and go with that.
Yeah, have Mel Kiper and Togmus Shea pick everybody's players, man. Well, try to take the draft away from us.
Seriously.
I don't care how you do it. You better have it that night. Well, they want to do it 7 days,
Adam Schefter said do a round a day. I think it's a great idea.
Hell yeah. Got nothing else to watch.
Maybe do round 6 and 7 on a day.
Well, once we get to Saturday and Sunday, just combine.
Yeah.
There will never be a more hyped up 7th round draft pick than this year. They broadcast it once a night.
Hey, man, do it once a night, man. We got nothing else to watch.
Back to the phone. Stacks in Aston, Pennsylvania. Stacks, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Stacks?
Thank you for being on the air and talking sports when there is no sports to watch right now.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I think it's kind of sad that we're upset that we're not adding guys like Robbie Anderson and Rashad Perriman like they're some kind of superstars or something.
It's sad?
Yeah, I mean, when we're arguing over guys like that, I don't think they're that great. Otherwise, they'd still be on the teams they were on. You know,
you know what's sad, Stacks? The Eagles wide receivers in 2019 who are going to be your receivers this year. That's what's sad. They're the worst wide receivers in the league last year.
I know. If you look at week one last year when they had Deshaun and they had everybody there, they weren't bad. But at the end of the season, when you're Greg Ward, you're number one, it looks a little different. You know? Mm-hmm. Plus, you got a ton of money, you know, spent on Deshaun and Alshon, a second-round pick on Arthega Whiteside, and then Greg Ward. As a GM, you're probably thinking, how much more money can I spend at this position when I still have, you know, need at linebacker, I got need at running back, I got needed offensive line. I don't know what their cap numbers like, but
they have money to spend on the cap, but they're not addressing those needs in free agency. We're going to talk to Adam Kaplan coming up at 3:00. He says the Eagles are done in free agency.
I'd like them to see to add Devontae Freeman to go along with Miles Sanders. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Signed into a one-year deal.
You want the Eagles to sign Devontae Freeman, who's broken down, rather than a wide receiver that can actually help Carson Wentz this year?
Well, my thought process is, if you're adding a Robbie Anderson or one of them guys, right, and you already have Deshaun, you already have Alshon, you already have Greg Ward, and then you draft a guy, where are those guys going to play? Is Deshaun going to be hitting the bench? Is Greg Ward going to be hitting the bench? are they just going to say screw it with, you know, Ortega Whiteside and get rid of him? Like,
well, they're not going to get. Thank you, Stacks. They're not going to get rid of Ortega Whiteside. They're going to give an opportunity to play. But what if he isn't good enough to play? What if DeSean Jackson is on the trainer's table like he was a lot last year? What if Greg Ward really is kind of a very average NFL wide receiver that's a fourth wide receiver? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, you're taking a lot of risks here for a guy that, if it's Perriman or it's Robbie Anderson, you're talking about short-term, low risk, right? If they suck, then they suck. Robbie Anderson kind of is what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's good. I'm amazed with the Eagles fans post Super Bowl. Some of them, it's just whatever the Eagles say, trust them. Whatever the Eagles say, trust them. There, Jack.
Oh man, yeah, we can't.
And Jack has this fun thing with the Carson and the kids. He doesn't even care about what's actually going on. He just likes the whole
Carson and the kids.
And the kids, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to give Ike his next hashtag.
It is fun.
Oh, Carson and the kids. Yeah, I didn't think of it.
Yeah.
So it won't stick. Yeah.
215-592-9494. What's wrong with you Eagles fans? 215-592-9494.
Man, we're measured now, man. Like,
no, not in this city.
Yeah, man.
I think people have been cooped inside their house for too long.
Well, here's the other thing also. They know that this team has been put together in sort of a ragtag way over the last couple of years.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes, and they've tried to maintain that window, and I think after this year they finally realized, you know what, it's time to close that window and open up another window. And that's what they're trying to do right now. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them opening up another window right now. I just am. The Perriman-Anderson thing was more of a surprise to me than it is upsetting to me. I don't think that cost the Eagles a season or anything like that. I'm just surprised at the deals that they took, especially Perriman, that the Eagles weren't in on them. So, you know, but they aren't. And you know what? Maybe they said, and maybe they haven't been in on these guys because they realize they can't get rid of Alshon.
Right.
Like, that's the other part of this.
Or they're playing on Alshon playing for the Eagles this year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they figure they owe him the money regardless.
So let's try to get him to play because he's actually, when he's right, he can be a good player. Well, listen, we'll ask Adam Kaplan coming up next, Eagles insider. This is what he said on his podcast. He said they're focusing only on guys who can grow with Wentz for the next 5 to 7 years. They aren't interested in free agents. They are pretty much done in free agency right now. Is that smart for the Eagles? I don't think it is. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Adam Kaplan on that very subject coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.